I expected them to interrogate me at the airport, and they did. What surprised me was that they didn't take very long. A young blonde female officer and then an older, dark-haired one took turns in a private room to ask me about my life. They particularly wanted to know about my family links to the place, and I repeated 4 times that my sister lived here, but that I personally hadn't returned in 11 years. Why? They kept asking. I had no explanation. At points, the exchange seemed to come bizarrely close to them insisting on my civic rights. Of course, they were only trying to unnerve me. Why does your sister have citizenship and you don't? Right place, right time, I shrugged. I didn't want to bring up my mother. They unzipped my bags, investigated my belongings, opened every play, flipped through my appointment diary with its blank summer months and the 2 novels, one of which I'd finished on the plane, then led me into a different room for a strip search. Surely this isn't necessary, I said in a haughty voice, while a third woman officer ran her detector over my bare flesh, as though I might have hidden something under my skin, and dawdled over the straps of my bra and knickers, which I had matched in preparation, blue lace, and as she knelt before my crotch, the laughter began to quiver in my stomach. I put my clothes back on, surprised by how hard I was shaking, and 10 minutes later they called me to a booth, where a tall man I hadn't seen before gave me my passport and told me I was free to enter. Welcome to Israel. I passed a seating area and recognised 2 glum-looking Arab men and a young Western woman in red lipstick from my flight, still waiting to be questioned. Their eyes followed me to the automatic doors, and as the doors sighed apart, I checked the time on my phone and saw only 1 hour had passed. This left me 2 more to kill, since my sister Hanin wouldn't be back in Haifa until 6:30. I made a snap decision and asked a taxi driver to take me to Acre. I had an idea I should see something beautiful first. My adrenaline faded slowly in the car. As it did, the shadow of my bad winter returned, and I watched the passing farmland, the hills of the Galilee, through its darkness. My whole life I'd been aware of Hanin's stronger moral compass. It made me afraid to confide in her until the very last moment, until I absolutely needed to. I also wanted to resist her, the way a child resists a parent and at the same time absorbs their wisdom. I wanted to sulk in her second bedroom and feel better with the secret muffled gladness that someone was holding me to account. I may not have locked eyes with this fact yet, but I wasn't only here for Hanin. After 1.5 hours, signs appeared for Acre, and my blood thumped a little harder, and then we turned off the motorway and drew up by the arches of the old city. I paid the driver and wheeled my suitcase down an alley, and when I saw the blue sky burning above the sea wall, I stopped.